morning madhouse. Hour 98. No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop, yeah.
Power 98 WPEG, it's Monday morning. I say good morning. What's going on? It's your boy Burpee. I'm out here, man. It's Monday. It's the beginning of the week. You got a high of 93 degrees today. Right now, it is 72. It ain't too hot out there, but it's going to get hotter later on. She bike! She is back. Hopefully she feeling better. Y'all know I'm not in the madhouse alone. I'm not in the madhouse by myself. I got Miss Jessica, the girl next door with me. What's up, Jess?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Jessica. How you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. Not back 100%. I am still quarantining. Today is day 13. I am almost out of this bedroom, y'all.
It's day 13?
14 days in a bedroom. 13 days in a bedroom.
Really?
This has been an experience.
How you getting food? Like, are they sliding food to you like they do in the jail? Like a solitary
confinement? They don't slide it up underneath my door or anything like that. But the guy does leave food for me, at the door. And then I open it up. You know, when I get hungry, I'll call him and be like, hey, can you bring me this? And he has been great throughout this whole thing. But in an effort to keep him safe, I don't leave my bedroom.
Oh, so you gotta reach your hand out the door real quick and slide. Is it on the tray? Would it have? I don't know.
No, it ain't on no tray. Oh. We ain't got no trays in this house.
I don't know.
He's not doing much cooking either. So.
Now we got a full house in here. I'm in here. Miss Jessica's in here, and we got a special guest here for y'all today. DJ Butterfingers is getting on the microphone. What up, Butter?
What up, Woody?
Good morning, Butter.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
How was your weekend, Butter?
My weekend was great.
It was? What happened?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, I'm quarantining myself.
Really? Wait, why are you quarantining up?
So I don't get sick. I ain't trying to be in nobody's face. I'm trying to stay safe. You feel me? I'm masking up. I keep my mask on. I don't leave the house without it.
I went to Butter House to grab the microphone when we had to work from home.
Stay off my porch.
First of all, he answered the door the first 12 times I knocked. I didn't appreciate that, Butter.
I had to swab my dough down.
Then he told me to get off his porch, Jessica. Right. Butter told me to get off his porch.
To wait by your car, sir.
Listen. My sorority sisters did a Zoom call with me on Saturday, and I was the last one to get on. When I got on, they all had their mask on. I said, y'all, it ain't virtual. They're like, we don't know.
You don't know.
It might come through the computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Computers catch viruses. It might be. You never know.
Said, exactly. Okay. All right.
You never know how it goes. Right. My weekend was pretty good, man. I was in Greensboro Friday and Saturday. Had shows up there. Okay. Two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. We sold out two of them, Butter. I'm selling out,
you
baby.
Just living on the edge, huh?
It's not bad. It's not bad because we don't. Normally, you mingle with the people after shows. We don't do that anymore.
Okay.
They don't put anybody in the front seats at the stage so they can stay away
from
it.
Did y'all share mics?
No, I have my own mic.
You have your own mic?
Yeah.
I take my own mic.
I ain't playing with them people, man.
I feel you. I mean, I could not do it.
I'm going to make this money, but I ain't going to play with them while I'm making this money.
Even when I get back out here and start DJing these clubs, I'm going to be, hey, man, I'm bringing my own equipment. Hey, everybody stay back.
Everybody got to stay back.
You better text me a request if you want to do something.
I'm not playing. Social distancing is real, man.
It's definitely real.
This COVID-19 pandemic is real. People were literally tweeting, putting up Instagram posts from the clubs this weekend. Hey. From bars and stuff. I'm like, y'all are crazy.
Hey. Salute to y'all.
I quarantined myself in my hotel room. I watched that Stephon Marbury documentary on Netflix. That's a good one. If you need a documentary to watch on Netflix, watch the Stephon Marbury documentary. It's a good one. I was cutting onions while I was watching that documentary, and that's all I'm gonna say. It's a good
one. I have to check that one out because my daddy sent a message yesterday. He says, "Do you have time to hop on a Zoom call, Daddy? Do I have time? I have nothing but time, Daddy.
All
of
you got is time right now."
Well, but I want to send a huge shout out to the family of a young lady by the name of Key H, aka Lipstick Mimosas on Instagram. A lot of people were posting about her. She's a makeup artist that actually passed away. Young girl. And she passed away over the weekend due to COVID. So, you know, for people that are saying that COVID is a hoax, it's not real. That's a lie because I've been sitting at home. And also we have people that are still passing away from this virus. So please still be safe and prayers up for her family.
Definitely prayers up for them, man. We got an action-packed show for y'all. We got a lot in store. We got a lot coming. It's Monday. We got Game Show Monday coming up. Miss Jessica is back with the Nosy Neighbor News. We doing a lot. I'm in here running the ship. Run the board, Burp! Run the board! In the meantime, we're going to go ahead.
Prayers up.
Get into this inspirational word. Y'all going to have confidence in me.
I got it.
We're going to have we got the inspirational word coming up. It's
Glad
coming
butter
from Pastor RJ Davis.
I taught him well.
Good morning. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Most of us could point to a period in our lives when we weren't walking closely with God. Maybe that's where you are right now. Well, the good news is that God gives us an open invitation to return to Him. The Bible tells the story of Israel, God's people, returning to Jerusalem after being exiled in a foreign land. They were taken captive because they perpetually disobeyed God, living to please themselves rather than walking closely with God. However, after their return, the first thing they did was rebuild the altar. The altar was the place to confess sin and to offer thanksgiving. In other words, they reestablished first their communication with God. And likewise for us, restoring our communication with God is the first step to returning back to a closer walk with Him. And so make it a priority to talk with God each and every day. He's waiting to hear from you. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Let's talk about who?
Power 98 WPEG, we are back. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day using the hashtag MHQOTD. Miss Jessica, what question we got for him today?
All right. So a Reddit user posted a question saying, employers, what's the weirdest and stupidest answers you've ever seen on a job application? Some people said under criminal history, they checked yes and then wrote wrong place, wrong time. Another applicant who had been convicted of theft under $1,000 under skills wrote money handling. All right. For computer skills, they wrote copy and paste. And an applicant who had served 6 years in prison for the murder of his wife's lover finished his application by saying that he and his wife were back together.
Oh, Lord.
So we want to know, have you ever lied on a job application and or resume? And what did you lie about?
Hell yeah, I lied on a job application before. Really? I sure have.
But why would you tell it? I don't understand.
I lied plenty of times. I lied when I was 14, said I was 16, so I can get a job. I sure did.
You didn't have to provide proof or anything?
You had to get a worker's permit. And how do we do it? Because that's when I started working at Walmart the first time. And they was like, yeah, come on. Only thing I couldn't do, I couldn't work the registers. All I had to do was get the buggies out of the parking lot and bring them in. That's it. I lied hard, wow. Boy. Yeah. Yeah, but I quit because they said you couldn't wear shorts in the summertime.
Ah, okay.
That didn't last long.
No, I've never lied on a job application.
Oh, really?
But why
I've never
you?
Lied on a job application. Now, when I used to hire, I used to catch people because you can go and you can look up people's background, like their criminal history. And so people would either not list their criminal history or they wouldn't list everything. And I would always go and look.
Justin,
so I would
let
catch
me find
people
out
in
you
lies.
Inspect the gadget over there.
Oh, because I work with kids. I work with kids. So I did my due diligence in finding out who I was hiring. No.
You know, I never had to look at other people. I've lied. I said my special skills was like I could type 100 words a minute on the... Man, I ain't typing 100 words
a
minute.
What if you had to prove that?
But then I'd be a real good typer. My fingers would be moving quick. I would have to learn real fast.
No, none of these words make sense, sir.
It would be AKGHIJ.
None of these words make sense, sir.
It wouldn't even be real words. It'd be
what
a whole bunch of
letters. What school did you go to, sir?
Miss Jess can tell these people how they can get in on this madhouse question of the day.
Let us know if you ever lied on a job application by hitting us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or Butterfinger 704, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
People,
what butter?
Please don't tell on yourself. Keep it to yourself. If you got a job, keep it to yourself.
Bye, butter. Bye. Bye.
If you 14 years old, you can tell us now.
Man, no. Don't ever.
Bye. Get out. Bye.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it's time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. It is 6:25. Florida has had the largest surge in coronavirus cases since the pandemic started. You all have to hear these numbers. They reported 15,299 confirmed coronavirus cases in a single day. Did you hear me? 15,299 in one single day. The total number of cases in the state, 269,811. The Florida Department of Health reported 45 more deaths from the virus, bringing the statewide death toll to 4,346. Florida is still scheduled to host the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville next month. You know it left Charlotte and is requiring schools to open up in August. Please be safe out there. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
98 WPEG, we back. Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's your boy, Burpee. We out here. Larry is out today. He went and celebrated with his boys over the weekend. They had a son and daddy weekend out there at Harris. Cherokee, the casino. They was out there winning some money. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, what was that question of the day?
So we want to know, have you ever lied on a job application? And if so, what did you say? Or a resume, if you've ever sort of stretched the truth. What did you say? It doesn't even have to be for your current job. I mean, you lie. I ain't going to say it about my current job. It could have been about a past job. Burp, you were telling us about how you said something. You lied when you were like 14 years old?
Yeah, I did. I lied and said I was 16 so I could get a job at Walmart.
Okay.
Just pushing buggies, though. I couldn't work no money. You was catching kids lying, weren't you?
What'd you say?
You were catching kids lying, weren't you?
No, I would catch adults lying about working with kids. These were adults that were trying to get jobs about working with kids. Yeah, and I would catch them.
How can they let us know if they lied or not on their job application?
hit us up on our Instagram pages. I am Burpee at Hey Miss Jessica, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Coming up, we got a game show Monday. Call up here, 704-570-WPEG. If you want to play, it's the plug, Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. This Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG. Power 98-WPEG. Power 98-WPEG. Who we got on the phone line? Power 98-WPEG. Who we got on the phone line?
You got Chris on the phone line.
You got Chris on the phone line. What?
Hey, Chris.
You okay, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. You ready to play Game Show Monday?
Yeah, man. I'm ready to play, man.
All right. All we need you to do is say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected
trivia.
Ooh, we playing trivia today, big dog. Miss Jessica, all you ready to play trivia with Chris?
Let's do it, Chris. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead and start them off, Ms. Jess.
All right, Chris. I need you to tell me, what are the three branches of government?
Mm.
One, the U.S. Embassy.
Okay. And what's the other one?
The other one is, I think it's the Social Security Administration.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bruh.
Third one.
Yeah, and I think the other one is, I'm not sure what you call it. You know, I think, and the U.S. government.
You know what? I'm okay. Not gonna.
No, that's
not correct.
Absolutely wrong.
That's not correct. But you know what? I got you, big dog. I'm gonna help you get your face back. Tell me the capital of North Carolina.
Raleigh.
There it is. Oh wait, hold on. There it is. Right there. Miss Jessica, you got a third question for him?
I need you to tell me, what is the Roman numeral for the number 10?
For the 9%.
What is the Roman numeral for the number 10?
I'm not sure.
No.
Man. Well.
Oh, damn, you lost. Next time, you got to do better.
Just what the hell was he talking about for the three branches of government? Well, he lost today, man. I don't even.
That baby got to get his brain working on this Monday.
I ain't going to go into it because he sounds like he will find me wherever I am and do something to my body. It's the plug, man. Power 98.
Chris is going.
Power 98 WPEG. Y'all know what time it is, man. 704-570-WPEG. If you want to let somebody shine, your kid's doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. Let's go ahead and let him shine, baby.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Yes, sir. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, you got somebody you want to let shine?
I actually have three people that I want to let shine. So let's start off with this one. I want to shine the light on one of my college classmates, Mr. Will Coleman, who had to have a heart transplant. Maybe about 2 weeks ago, his wife posted that he was actually coming home. So I want to shine the light not only on Will, but I want to shine the light on his wife, who has been holding him down. Shine the light on that entire family. They are hashtag Will Strong, and I'm so glad that he is doing better.
Definitely shout out to them.
I would also like to shine the light on Pastor John P. Key and his family over there at New Life. They really, really, really blessed me and made sure that I was taken care of while I've been quarantining with COVID. And, I had the chance to chat with him for a quick second. I just want to say thank you to him and every single person that is a member over there at his church. Thank you so much. And I want to shine a light on all of the nosy neighbors, my family, my friends from all over that have been calling me, DMing me, leaving comments, sending me text messages, FaceTiming me, whatever it is, offering to help me out as I have been battling with the coronavirus. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your words, your messages have been the medicine that I have needed, and your prayers have been the medicine that I have needed to get better on this journey, and it has been working. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone that has reached out to me.
Let me get a quick one in here. I want to send a shout out to the newly formed Washington. I don't even know what to call them no more, because they're not going to be the Redskins no more. They are officially dropping the Redskins nickname today. We don't know what the new name will be, but it's about time. It's overdue. The original owner was racist. The name was racist, but they are changing it, baby. We got a new coach, Thomas Davis. I need some tickets, baby, because I'm coming to see the Washington football players, because we don't know what their name is yet. You got somebody?
Burp, I got one more.
Oh, you got one more? Go ahead.
I just thought about it. I want to shine the light on your brother, your sister. Your sister.
Jay. That's right. Y'all went live this weekend.
We did. We went live over the weekend. Just trying to make sure that people are informed and they're up to date. They have some knowledge on the coronavirus, and she experienced it early on,
right,
when it first came out. And then, you know, with me experiencing it now, we want to talk about the differences and the similarities. So we went live together. It was a great conversation. If you missed it, it's on our website, power98fm.com. But I wanted to thank her for chatting with me and having that conversation. So wanted to shine the light on her, and she's doing great things right now.
Coming up, Miss Jessica has your nosy neighbor news quickie right now. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. It's the plug, Power 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
The nosy neighbor news quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, I got your nosy neighbor news coming up. We're gonna talk about little Marlo. Sad news about him over the weekend. Cardi B got herself into a little bit of trouble on social media. I'm gonna let you know what happened. And Shy Glizzy, he's not too happy with another rapper. Who is it? Who's the other rapper?
Shaq, Wale, because they both from D.C.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you know who it is that he has some words for and what his words were coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quick it.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, July 13th. Rapper Lil Marlo was shot and killed over the weekend while driving on I-285 in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, investigators believe that he was the intended target. Artists took to social media to express their grief, including the City Girls, Meek Mill, and Lil Yachty, who wrote, "We just did a song at 4 a.m. this morning." SMH, RIP, brother. Marlo was just 30 years old and leaves behind a daughter and a son. Cardi B and Offset celebrated Culture's second birthday over the weekend. Cardi B uploaded a photo of the little girl and how she would look in the future. One fan pointed out how much Culture looks like Cardi's sister Hennessy. Cardi responded, "I think because Hennessy got chinky eyes like Offset, and so does KK." Now, the comment "chinky eyes" was called out by some due to it being a racial slur. Cardi responded, "I didn't know the term was a slur. Like, WTF? I don't know everything. We don't even use that as an insult. I didn't use it as an insult. I'm sick of the internet." Some others came to Cardi's defense saying that they had no idea that the term was offensive. The post has been removed. Shy Glizzy isn't too happy with Lil Uzi Vert and Roc Nation, so he took to social media to express his frustrations. Word is the rapper is mad that he is being asked to pay Uzi for a verse that already came out. He wrote, "Got Roc Nation reaching out talking about a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Heck, after the song already came out and I spoke to your little directly, that's some sucker stuff. Then you can't even hit me back and tell me yourself. I ain't never paid for a verse in my life, boy." In another post, he said, "F you." Uzi has yet to respond. I think this person's name is Kyle Querio. Whatever. He has a question. He tweeted, "People are attracted to Jill Scott." He went on to say, "And by no means is she ugly, but y'all really sexually aroused by her, huh?" Needless to say, this did not end well for him. Tory Lanez tweeted, "You can't trust a dude that don't find Jill Scott attractive." K. Michelle chimed in, tweeting, "Jill Scott is literally one of the sexiest singers of my time. I hate brain dead jocks." And the Roots drummer Questlove tweeted, "Jill Scott is the sexiest human ever. Sue me." Jill Scott, in all of her grace and glory, did respond. You can check out her response on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Now, in a lengthy post, this guy did respond, apologize to Jill Scott, and he said anyone else that he may have offended. If you're wondering exactly who he is, he played for the practice squad of Dallas Cowboys and the XFL Seattle Dragons, which is nobody. He's a nobody. Happy birthday to Rich the Kid and actor Ken Jeong. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Woke up this morning with some on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad? Are we mad?
Power 98 WPEG. Normally Larry is mad about something every day, but today, Miss Jessica, you gotta talk to these people about something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now normally I do Miss Jessica glad, but this morning I'm not glad. I'm not glad at all. We are waking up to our fifth homicide in Charlotte, North Carolina over one weekend. Five homicides. And the latest one was a 16-year-old that was shot and killed in Southside Home apartment complex over there on Griffin Street. Now, we have a new CMPD police chief, Mr. Johnny Jennings. He said this is not where we want to be as a city. To have to look at five homicides over a weekend is something we should not stand for. If you're waking up and this is business as usual, then we have a problem. This is a sad story. This shooting happened just before 2 a.m. A teenager was shot and killed. When the police got to the apartment complex, they learned that bystanders took the 16-year-old to the hospital for a gunshot wound. He later died there from his injuries. Sad, sad story. Charlotte, we got to do better. North Carolina, we got to do better. 5 homicides in one weekend is absolutely, it cannot happen. It cannot happen. And we as a community have to come together and we have to start holding people responsible. This 16-year-old should be alive today. That's a child. That's a child. And the other people that passed away this weekend should be alive today. This makes absolutely no sense. We have to do better. And that is why I am mad this morning. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is 8:11. Thank you so much, Mr. Incognito, for that mix. It's time for us to move into it, talking about Burpee, and find out what he is thinking about today.
All right. Sometimes I had them thoughts. You know I got something to say. Sometimes I had them thoughts. Y'all been hearing it all weekend. You saw the video. It just came out. And the video ain't even what made me mad. I'm sick of hearing the word entanglement. If I hear entanglement one more damn time, Miss Jessica, I'ma throw something at somebody or I'ma flip the table over wherever I am. Entanglement, I looked up the definition of entanglement. And entanglement means the action or fact of entangling or being entangled. And then you know what they use as an example, Miss Jessica?
What?
They use dolphins getting tied up in a damn net as an entanglement. I'm sick of an entanglement. Jada Pinkett Smith, y'all made everybody look, you made the whole family look bad. First of all, Will Smith looked mad as hell when he was sitting at that red table. He was trying to get Jada to spit it out. He said entanglement. Tell the people what happened. Be clear about what happened. She said, I got into an entanglement. That also could be a complicated or compromising relationship or situation. I have been in plenty of entanglements in my life. I done got into a compromising situation between the cereals that I want to eat sometimes in the morning, Jessica, because I might not know if I want Fruit Loops or if I want Frosted Flakes. So you know what that is from now on? A damn entanglement. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, I see your videos. You've been peeping out the door, playing songs from your phone sometimes. You are in a compromising, a complicated relationship with your house right now. That is an entanglement with your house because you hate your bedroom right now. I get it why you're there, but you hate it. You want to get out of the bedroom right now. You know who else I got an entanglement with? No Limit Larry. I am sick of his ass. He need to come back to work. He need to not go on vacation on Monday sometime. That is an entanglement. He left us in a compromised situation, Jessica, because he wanted to tell us the day before that he won't gonna be here on today to do the show. Larry, that is officially an entanglement. I am sick of hearing this word. I am sick of Jada Pinkett Smith. She left me with more answers. She said 4 years ago, her and August Alsina started talking. Stop talking. But wait a minute. Wasn't he on the Red Table Talk like a year or so ago? Jada Pinkett Smith, that's a damn lie. You cheated on William. You cheated on Willard Smith, knowing he got bad relationships. You saw that episode on The Fresh Prince, and he asked his daddy, how come he don't want me, man? How come he don't want me? Now he got the same questions about you, Jada. How come you don't want him, Jada Pinkett Smith? That's all I gotta say. I'm sick of him about that damn entanglement.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. They get you going in the morning. 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door from the morning madhouse.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. It is 8:26. Actress and wife of John Travolta, Kelly Preston, passed away yesterday following a 2-year battle with breast cancer. She is best known for her role as the girlfriend in Jerry Maguire, and most recently as her role as Victoria Gotti in the movie Gotti, which she actually played with her husband, John Travolta. Kelly and John were married for 28 years and have 3 children together. Ella, who is 20 years old, Benjamin, who is 9, and Jet, who passed away at the age of 16 back in 2009. Kelly was just 57 years old. Prayers up for their entire family. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right, nosy neighbors. We've been talking about it all weekend. Burpee talked about it in his thoughts. We had to bring her to the doghouse courtroom. Mrs. Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the video, she did bring herself to the red table and actually confirmed that she was in a quote unquote entanglement with August Alsina. Now, Jada said that this happened years ago and that Will and her were separated at the time. Will was there at the red table. And Will did also agree. He said, yes, I was done with you. But I've seen a lot of mixed reviews about this one. Some saying that Jada was wrong and some saying, nah, they were separated. And, you know, what do you think about it? Is Jada guilty? Let's say, is Jada guilty of cheating? Let's put it that way. Is Jada guilty of cheating? But we also just want you to talk about the situation and what you think about it. Give us a call, 570-WPEG. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM.
And is Jada Pinkett Smith guilty or not guilty of cheating?
I believe... it ain't none of our business. I feel with what's going on in today's world, we got more stuff to worry about. That's what's wrong with people now. Always got their nose in somebody else's business. That was their life. That is their life. Let them people live their best life and mind the business that they use.
But since she went on the air and told everybody, you think she guilty of cheating?
I don't know how I feel about that. The only thing I feel was wrong about it is that it was her child's friend. Wouldn't that make him a little under her age?
Definitely.
And 220 on bottles.
So I'm going to mark you down as a no, not guilty. Thank you. Power 98, good morning. Is Jada Pinkett Smith guilty of cheating?
I'm going to say no.
Because and why do you say that?
Will said they were separating. Mm-hmm. So they were going in separate ways. I understand that. But she's still married. But that's no different than Jay-Z and Beyonce. They were still married. They weren't separated. Jay-Z cheated. That's no different than T.I. and Tiny. They were still married. They weren't separated. So we can't keep throwing people under the bus. If they getting help for it, let them get help for it. But don't dog her because she messed with August. It was 4 years ago. August just now talking about it.
Well, let me ask you this. So, do you think that Jada was wrong in any way in this situation?
I'm going to say yes and no. But like she said,
unacceptable.
The Burpee, huh? Don't you? This is my courtroom.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is an unacceptable answer, Your Honor.
This is my courtroom. You let her speak. Go ahead, sis.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say she was wrong, but in a sense, she had to find herself and understand what she was going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we're all entitled to find ourselves what we're going through. But the matter is, people saying, well, she was married. Like Will said, we were separated. He was done. He was finished. She didn't know how to deal with that because she'd been with Will for so long. But that's not an excuse to go do that. You go back to him and try to work it out instead of going to office and trying to save him.
There it is. Thank you very much for your call this morning.
You're welcome.
All right, Burp.
Huh?
I'm nervous. Go ahead.
Don't be nervous. Yeah, hell yeah, she's guilty. She is guilty. Listen.
She's guilty of cheating?
Yes. Yes, okay. You're guilty of cheating. Regardless of what your situation is, you are married until you are single. The same way you are single until you are considered married. They are, first of all, she's lying about this whole entire situation. They came out just to do this so they could save face. The whole red table talk with Jada and Will was a mess. It left everybody with more questions than they had when they came into it. Number one, she said it was an entanglement. Will looked at her like, where did this word come from? We didn't discuss this before we came on the table. And second of all, she said it was 4 years ago that it happened and they didn't talk anymore. That's a lie. He was just on red table talk last year. And then
she said that it was 4 years ago that it happened and they haven't talked in a long time.
No. She said we haven't talked since. He cut me off and we haven't talked since. Those are her words verbatim. She is guilty as hell. She needs to be the way they be condemning these dudes when these men be cheating on these women. Now, I agree with the young woman who called just now and said that Jay-Z, just like Jay-Z did it. Well, Beyonce made a song about it. So you know what Will Smith need to do? He need to do Get Jiggy With It Part 2 and put Jada Pinkett Smith in the song.
Well, thank you for your opinion. But according to the people, Jada Pinkett Smith is not guilty of cheating, and that is the ruling in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, if you have a case that you want heard in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, don't forget you can remain anonymous. Send me an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com, and Madhouse has 2 D's. Thank you to all the jurors that called up here this morning.
Case closed.
Well, whatever. She's still guilty in my mind. Coming up, we're playing everybody's favorite game show.
Dad, you don't have a courtroom.
Are you? Black Smart. Call up here if you want to play Black Smart. 704-570-WPEG.
Who is this?
Kiko Holland. Embers.
What's up, boo? You are about to play Black Smart. Here's how the game goes. We're going to give you 3 questions. You have to get 2 out of the 3 correct. If you do, you are Black Smart. But if you do not, we are taking that black card. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to give you your first question. This rapper is from Compton, California. And he has the nickname of K-Dot. What's his name?
Compton, California, K-Dot.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Bruh.
Wow.
Compton, K-Dot? I don't know. I'm not Black.
No.
Okay. All right. Something simple right here. I need you to name a movie other than Fridays that Ice Cube and Mike Epps starred in. Together.
Janky Promoters.
Janky Promoters. That is one. All right, this is your last and your final question. If you get this question correct, you are Black Smart. If you do not get this question right, then we're going to take your black card, okay? Are y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, I need you, in the words of No Limit Larry, to tell me in the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie. Roll Bounce. Who was the main character in the movie Roll Bounce?
Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
Well, you know that answer quick.
And that first answer was Kids
No,
of
it
Mars.
Don't matter. It don't matter. You got it wrong. It don't matter. It don't matter.
You win.
Girl, you kept your black card by the skin of your teeth.
Girl, it was cutting close. It was cutting close.
You got 5 shout outs. Let's hear them.
I want to give a shout out to Park Drive.
I want to give a shout out to Superb Hefty Hair Salon and Boutique. I also want to give a shout out to Park Drive Entertainment, artist Michael, Young Fly Kid, and also Big Dog Wayne Head.
And do one more for your favorite radio station.
Power 98, you know.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in the
Power 98 WPEG. We are back. We had the Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. What was that question, Ms. Jessica?
So we wanted to know, have you ever lied on a job application or resume? And if so, what did you lie about? Shamir Smith says, I can't master Excel to save my life or so. I lied about being an expert. It always shows when I'd have to showcase any skill set in that area. Janae Randall says, lied about who my supervisor was and used a coworker instead. That always works out. And hey, I'm not sure what this person's name is. Says, I'll do you one better. I applied for a job and they never called me. So I found out the name of the hiring manager and showed up one day for the interview. After hearing her apologize for the mix-up, I went in and knocked the interview out. I ended up working for that job for 7 years before I finally quit.
7 years. Okay. Will Meredith said, better question. Who hasn't lied on their job application? I think you never lied on a job application?
No. Mm-mm. I know.
Ever.
I have a skill set, Burpee.
Me too, but I ain't going to tell you the whole truth about it. No, I lied.
Highly capable.
No. James Berry said, I lied about having kids. 21 years later, I'm still in the Navy. He lied about having kids to get in the military? What is wrong with you, sir? I don't know what's wrong with these people, man. Neighborhood. Oh, no, I can't say that part. D. Dope Man. I stay lying about experience. I'm the type to research the position and swear I've been doing this for at least a year and a half. Wow. Wow. Even seen the dream. Hell yeah. Being at a job long and knowing I cussed the people out and walked off. What is wrong with y'all, man? Tell them how they can leave their comments about the question of the day.
Oh, boy. You can always chime in on the Madhouse question of the day. We leave it on our Instagram at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am Burpee. And you can always leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, July 13th. Rapper Lil Marlo was shot and killed over the weekend while driving on I-285 in Atlanta. Investigators believe that he was the intended target. Artists took to social media to express their grief, including City Girls, the Meek Mill, and Lil Yachty, who wrote, "We just did a song at 4 a.m. this morning." R.I.P. brother. Marlo was just 30 years old and leaves behind a daughter and a son.
R.I.P. to his family, man. You never want to hear about that when it comes to anybody, let alone a celebrity.
Yeah, sad story. Cardi B and Offset celebrated Culture's second birthday over the weekend. Cardi uploaded a picture of the little girl and how she would look in the future. One fan pointed out how much she looks like Cardi B's sister, Hennessy. Cardi responded, "I think because Hennessy got chinky eyes like Offset, and so does KK." The comment, "chinky eyes," was called out by some due to it being a racial slur. Cardi responded, "I didn't know the term was a slur. I don't know everything. We don't even use it as an insult. I didn't use it as an insult. I'm sick of the internet." Now, others came to Cardi's defense saying that they had no idea that the term was offensive.
I don't know about this one. Ignorance is no answer. As many times, especially the way the world is now. Nah, I don't know if I can get down with Cardi on this one.
This one is tricky because I am so I watch the words that I use mm-hmm. when talking about the LGBT community. I don't even know if I got them letter right, because I don't know which words are offensive or slurs now.
Right.
And it's never in my place. Like, it would never be in my place to tell an Asian person, cheeky eyes ain't a slur. If right. they say it's a slur, then it's a slur. I got to go with what they say about it. Right. Just like it's no way a person of another race can look at me and tell me that the N-word isn't a slur.
Right.
You know? But I can... There's just so much of it right now that we're learning about. I can see where the mistake comes from. And in this case, like Cardi said, she was not using it as an insult.
Nah. Nah.
So I don't. It's tricky.
I love Cardi to death, but nah. She knew what she meant when she said chinky ass. She knew she ain't mean that black people got chinky ass.
Well, she didn't mean it as a slur. She didn't mean it in a negative way. You think that she meant it in a negative way while talking about her daughter?
I think she was referring to Asian people by saying chinky eyes, and being that in the culture that we're in now, as many times as you've heard a word like that or something of that nature, you gotta know that you can't say stuff like that now. In my opinion.
Well, I bet you she knows now.
Oh,
the picture was deleted from social media, by the way. Kyle Quirio, I guess that's how you pronounce his name. Nobody knows.
He's a nobody.
He has a question though. He tweeted, people attracted to Jill Scott?
Hell yes. Say,
and by no means is she ugly, but y'all really are sexually aroused by her. Needless to
what?
Say, this did not go over well for him. Tory Lanez tweeted, you can't trust nobody that don't find Jill Scott attractive. K. Michelle chimed in saying, Jill Scott is literally one of the sexiest singers of my time. I hate brain dead jocks.
Mm.
And Questlove tweeted, Jill Scott is the sexiest human ever.
I think he's shooting the shot.
Now, Jill Scott and all of her grace and glory did respond. You can check out her response on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. This guy also apologized to her. He said, I apologize to her and anyone else that I may have offended. If you are wondering who this dude is, he played on the practice squad of the Dallas Cowboys and for the XFL Seattle Dragons, which is no longer even around.
The XFL. He ain't even on the team. Boy, if you don't shut up somewhere, Jill Scott, he must not have seen Jill Scott when she was with the microphone.
Ever. He must not have seen Jill Scott ever.
She's so fine, first
the
of all.
The woman is gorgeous.
Do you want it on your black eyed peas? Yes, I do want it on my black eyed peas, Jill Scott.
But it's just an ignorant question. I mean, people are attracted to who they're attracted to.
Right, right.
So if anybody is attracted to her, who are you to question it?
Right, stupid man that don't ever play. You're just on the
dumb
practice
comment.
Team for people to hit you and you don't ever get in the game.
Happy birthday to Rich the Kid and Ken Zhao. I miss Jessica the girl next door. That is you.
Who did you say?
Ken Zhao.
I'm not. Nope. I'm not doing this with you, Jessica. I'm not.
That's his name.
No.
Jessica. Neighborhood. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.